रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. अरण्यकांड चैप्टर नंबर 66. लक्ष्मण कंसोल्स रामा कंटिन्यूड. द रेसिडेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Thus entreated and consoled, Rama was yet unable to shake off his sorrow and wailed like a helpless waif. Utterly bewildered, he behaved like one bereft of his senses, whereat Lakshmana was sore grieved. He threw himself at Rama's feet and entreated him afresh to take heart. The celestial hierarchies banded themselves of yore to churn the ocean of milk and extracted Amrita from it. Even so, the Emperor Dashrata underwent a long and severe course of fasts, penances, vows, gifts, horse sacrifice, Putra Kamishti Yagas and Yajnas, all to call you his son. In his own person, he achieved singly what the countless hosts of Devas toiled to accomplish. Mantras, materials, rituals, nothing was amiss and no source was left untapped. The Amrita gave life and happiness to the worlds above and below, and all creation rejoiced at your coming down on earth. Bharata has brought us news that the king was so much wrapped in you and your noble perfections that he could not live away from you, but sought his seat of bliss among the immortals. Fortitude, courage, and serenity are inborn in you, the brightest scion of the race of Ikshvaku. It is vain to expect ordinary mortals to face such miseries and sorrows if you do not set them an example. Whom shall the creations take refuge in if a grief drives you on to consume the worlds? It is the way of the world that great calamities should cross the path of our life. Once upon a time, the Emperor Nahusha was called to the throne of Indra. He conceived an unholy passion for Indrani and proceeded to her apartments in a palanquin borne upon the shoulders of 7 rishis. Blinded with lust, he prodded with his feet Agastya, the shortest of the group, who could not keep pace with the rest. "Down you fall," cried the sage, as a huge serpent and unwieldy, and for ages past count did he writhe in his hideous body. Long after, his son Yayati ascended to the world of the gods through the might of a stainless life and good. Indra grew jealous of him and cunningly asked, "Whom do you count the best and noblest in your empire?" Now Yayati was the soul of truth and replied, "Myself." "Then," cried Indra, "you have polluted yourself with the sin of self-glorification and have no place among the sons of light, and hurled him down headlong." Again, the 100 sons of Maharishi Vasishtha, the guru of our race, were reduced to ashes in a second by the fire of Vishwamitra's breath. "Why, have you not told me time and oft that the very goddess of earth quakes in affright, and she the consort of Mahavishnu and the mother of the universe? The sun and the moon are eternal witnesses of all activities. They bestow light and life on all beings. They run the worlds in their capacity of visible symbols of endless time, yet they are not free from the grip of Rahu and Ketu. Mandhata, Nala, and other mighty souls were powerless to go against the plan of the Supreme One who sits in the innermost depths of the heart of all beings. We are taught that even Indra and his gods are subject to the law of karma and but reap as they sow. Now then, it behooves you not to grieve. Should you give way to sorrow like an ordinary mortal, if Sita be spirited away or slain, and you, the prince of heroes? Great souls like yourself, to whom the heart of things is no mystery, do not lose control over themselves under the stress of cruel misfortune, but preserve their calmness and serenity unruffled. We should face the chances of life with minds unclouded by sorrow. The wise adapt this course and foresee coming events and the mysteries thereof. Our deeds in past lives take no visible shape for us. We cannot directly perceive their strength and weakness, but we could not be called on to reap their results if we had not created the causes thereof. Your present misfortunes are but the outcome of your past karma, And is it in any way reasonable that you should bewail your fate? Have I not learned this from yourself? Well do I know that Brihaspati himself would not dream of offering you any advice. The very gods despair of guessing the bounds of your intelligence and wisdom. I but humbly submitted this, since your wisdom was somewhat clouded by your grief at having lost your Sita. It is all unjust to destroy the Gandharvas, Yakshas, Kinnaras, and other celestial hierarchies, for they are the outcome of the Sattvika evolution. It is not right to destroy the mortal worlds, for they are the abodes of Brahmanas, Maharishis, and Knowers of the Supreme God. Yet you have only to will, and the myriad worlds are reduced to chaos. Recall to your memory the object of your incarnation in the line of Ikshvaku, and take full measures to destroy our enemy. What do you gain by annihilating the countless worlds when only one solitary individual in them has offended you? We shall come upon this sinful wretch anyhow, and he shall pay for it with his life. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.